News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
The principal of St. Auden's National School in Dublin 8 has come out criticising the location of Ireland's first supervised drug injection centre. It's due to open at Merchants Quay in the centre of Dublin by the end of the year. While there are bans in other counties on having fast food restaurants within 400 metres of a school, the principal of St. Auden's, Eilish Marr, says the new drug injection centre will be located just 300 metres away from her school grounds. So does it pose safety risks to students? We're joined by the CEO and co-founder of Merchants Quay Ireland, Tony Gagan. Tony, can you understand where the principal is coming from?
I do, yeah, I do understand, and I appreciate where she's coming from, but I think the analogy you used, isn't comparing apples with apples. I think the reason why they have that issue about fast food is an anti-obesity thing that they have, and they want to prevent kids from, buying chips for their lunch, etc. I'd also like to correct her that we're not 300 metres from the school. It's on Google Maps. I actually checked it before I came on air, and it's actually 550 metres now.
Really? Because I checked it in Google Maps and it came up as 350 metres.
Well, mine came up as 550. Maybe we've got different Googles.
But, well, it's still pretty close.
I recognise that. Yeah.
Look, we've discussed the idea of drug injection centres here. And I think on balance, most people understand the need for them. And look, you're doing a really important job, and nobody is discounting that. Mm. But I'm trying to look at this objectively. I think if I was a parent, and not to put a NIMBY hat on, but I think if I was a parent with my kids in that school, I would be slightly concerned because, no one wants to stigmatise drug users, but let's be frank about this. They do tend to be people with significant problems, and you're citing this pretty close to a primary school. It's not ideal, is it?
Well, I understand, and I do take on board the point you're making. The issue is, I think the main concern, I do engage with the school principal, with Eilish, and with all of our neighbours, and none of them are particularly happy with it. But I think the biggest issue that they have is the issue of public injecting. And St. Audian School is right smack down in the city centre there. It's right on the quays, opposite the forecourt. There is a high concentration of drug use and homelessness in the area. And there is, unfortunately, public injecting that goes on, particularly opposite Audian School, because it's St. Audian's Park and the old city wall is there. And so this initiative is aimed at addressing their concerns. It's trying to make the city safer. It's trying to obviate, public injecting. It's trying to decrease that so that school children won't have to see it. It's trying to address the issue of discarded injecting equipment, again, which is a public health concern. And it's trying to take these people in off the street and engage them in treatment.
Okay, you're confident, Tony, you're saying, look, there's probably no ideal location for a centre. There's always going to be issues. But you're saying you actually think this will make the environment around the school better than it currently is?
Yes, I think it will. And certainly I've engaged with the other players in this. I should say it's not an Merchants Quay Ireland initiative or not a sole Merchants Quay. It's a government initiative.
Yeah,
it's in the programme
for
government. I've met with the Gardaí, for example, and they've assured me that they'll have a policing plan to support this initiative. I've met with Dublin City Council. They too have said they will have a plan to support it. So it is an all-party initiative. And I do accept the issue that there is a concentration of services for disadvantaged people, for drug users and homeless people in the city centre. But unfortunately, that's the reality in every city across the world.
They have had to install an electronic gate to prevent drug use on their site. That's hardly desirable.
We contributed to the cost of that. Offered to contribute. And we do try and work with the school. We have outreach teams, an outreach team that go around and, engage. They be at the school in the morning, when the gates are open for parents delivering their kids and collecting them to try and, cooperate with them. So, I do accept the issue and I do understand their concerns, but I think, we have to balance these issues. If I was the school principal, certainly my primary concern, as Eilish's, would be the care and welfare of the children. My concern is, and my task is, the care and welfare of homeless people and drug users. So we have to try and balance those needs.
Okay.
And this is a pragmatic intervention.
Okay, fair enough. Tony Gagan, CEO and co-founder of the Merchants Quay Ireland. Thanks indeed for talking to us this morning. We have a Twitter poll on this. Should there be a minimum distance between drug injection centres and schools? Let us know your views. You think it should be at least a kilometre? Should be, well, 3 kilometres is probably not really practical. Or don't know. Get in touch with us anyway at BreakfastNT.
News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.